David is outraged at the sin that he had done against a holy God. Our children, if they get caught doing something wrong, might be sorry they got caught. But here, David is pouring his heart out to God that he is sorry for the sin of itself, not necessarily the consequences. When you and I deal seriously with our sins, God deals gently with us. When we deal seriously with our sins, God deals gently with us. Because what's God looking at? He's looking at the heart, isn't he? He's looking right at the heart. And when he sees our heart bow before him, he then deals gently with us. When we hate what the Lord hates, he will soon make an end of it in your life. Victory is there through God's word. Is there something in your life that you've been battling for a long time? You can have the victory through this book. You can have the victory. Read it. Study it. Memorize it. Meditate upon it, and victory can come. I got a phone call from one of my children the other day, and it's just a blessing when you hear the Lord working in their hearts. And they said about, you know, recently it just seems like the Lord is just really working in my heart about getting things in line, about sitting down together with the kids for family devotions and keeping this going. It's easy to start something, then it tends to die out. But following up on it, following up on reading through God's word systematically, following up on memory verses, following up on that. And he's just saying what a blessing it was. God's word will do that. God's word will take your life and put it in order if you'll give it the opportunity. Wash me. Let's pray. Father in heaven, right now as we open your word, I pray that you'd calm our hearts before you, that you'd open our understanding, that your word and your spirit would clearly speak to us and clearly guide us. If our pastor over at the Evans Chapel, your power on him, your blessing on him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The verse for the lesson today is verse 2, Psalm 51:2. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. David asked God to wash him. In Psalm 51:2, he cried, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." David wanted to be clean again. He desired a fresh start. You and I can have fresh starts, can't we? Why? Because God loves us. And he made the way for us to have that fresh start. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Every morning, a fresh start. Great is thy faithfulness. He needed to be cleansed from his sin. And he knew only God could wash him and make him clean. He pleaded with God, saying, "Wash me." We have looked seriously and soberly at David's great sin over the past number of weeks with Bathsheba and what the sin led to. No doubt David, a man after God's own heart, and a man who had meditated on the things of God often, came to grips with his own sin. And then you see this psalm pouring out of his heart, pouring to his loving, forgiving God. He came to grips with his own sin. He thought, "I'm going over this thing in my mind again and again. I'm reliving how awful this sin is." as I acknowledge it. Verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before thee. Ever before me, I'm sorry. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Here David's sin, always before him. Always before him. And what's he looking to do? He's looking to have the sin taken care of. He wants that to be gone. And he goes to the only one he can go to get it done. As we acknowledge it and relive it, it is ever before me. Our sin is ever before me, before us. It's ever in our minds. It is inescapable. No wonder that David prayed to God to wash him. No wonder that David prayed to God to wash him. Our God desires us to be clean. We are born in sin. Does that mean our mom had us in a immoral relationship? No. What it means is that we were born as mankind on this earth, and the sin that was upon Adam is upon us also. Verse 51:5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Psalm 51:5. We're born in sin. Romans 5:12, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed on all men, for that all have sinned. That sin is passed from Adam to you and I. 1 Corinthians 15:22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. That sin is passed down to us. Early on we recognize that not only are we conceived in sin, but we are sinners by choice and by conduct. We need God to make us clean. In the little box there, the hardest thing in life to do is deal with is the fact that we get dirty. We're sinners. You know, sometimes you read your Bible and you pray and you think, man, I got this going. You know, I'm starting to head down the right path. And then you fall. You think, how can you do that? How can you do that? We're in a world of sin. It's all around us. It's in front of our eyes. We have a television. We have a newspaper. It's all around us. It's everywhere. We have a computer. It's everywhere. It's constantly with us. We get dirty. A sin, a thought, a word, a deed. We get dirty. It can be washed away. Only through the blood of Jesus. In Leviticus 16, turn with me to Leviticus 16. On the Day of Atonement, Leviticus 16. Leviticus 16, we'll read verses 7 through 10. Leviticus 16, 7 through 10. And he should take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. And then verse 21 and 22. And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities into a land not inhabited, and he shall let the goat go in the wilderness. Here are the two goats brought. one the sin offering to be slain, the other alive for the priest to commit the iniquities of the sins upon the head, and then the scapegoat to be taken by a fit man into a uninhabited wilderness. In Hebrews chapter 9, in verse 12. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. So the goats were just a type, a picture of what would happen someday, and that coming Messiah would die for them. The goats in and of themselves, 10:4, Hebrews 10:4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. That's not possible. It was never possible. It never happened that way. If they were to, in the Old Testament, if they were to make a sacrifice to another god, that sacrifice meant nothing. When they sacrificed these goats here, these two goats that we see on the Day of Atonement, it's because they look forward to the Messiah that was going to come and provide them forgiveness of sins. Following along in our text, Leviticus 16, God gives us a wonderful picture of how he deals with our sin. Just as that scapegoat had the hands of the high priest placed upon him, portraying all the sin that would be carried away, which is verse 21 and verse 22 in Leviticus 16. Our Lord Jesus Christ was not only the sacrificial goat, but he was also the scapegoat. Jesus Christ took mine and your sins. He took mine and your sins for salvation, and then each day he cleanses us of the dirt that gets on us each day, of the sin that comes into our lives. Our sins, when confessed to God and trusting Christ by faith as Savior, are carried away into the sea of God's forgetfulness. What a blessing never to be brought up again. What a blessing. They're gone. Sin can be gone. The besetting sin that you and I have, whatever it may be, it can be gone. How? Through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the Word of God. Our God has made a way for us to be clean. In John 13, turn with me to John 13. I think we're going to stop there. I didn't even get close. It's quarter till. I guess I'm a bad teacher if I can't get through the lesson. There's just so much here. When you look at the scapegoat and you look at this goat, it's a picture of Jesus Christ. And when he's slain and the forgiveness of a sin, it's a picture of Jesus Christ. It just takes time. It takes time to go through this, and it's too important just to fly through. This is the picture of our sins being forgiven. What a blessing. What a blessing. Next week we'll start on the same lesson with John 13. Ma'am? Did he quote every single sin? I would say there certainly he is confessing sin. It's not just a Lord, please forgive us. It is a recognition by by man that we are sinners. And by calling out what we do, not just as getting dirty, but calling it sin, because that's what it is. And when you and I call out to God, we call our sin sin. Go ahead, Brother Moore. Okay. Right, exactly. And that's what her question was. But yes, it was a confession of sin, not just a general, Lord, we're sorry. It was a confession of sin. Because the biggest thing about a confession of sin is what? You agree with God. I agree with God. This is sin. That's what confession is, agreeing with God. And calling in our lives what's there that shouldn't be, or what's not there that should be, sin. Calling it that. Very good. Good question. Our verse for next week. Everybody tell me what our verse is for next week. Six. For next week. If you didn't do the questions last week, go ahead and do them this week. Read these passages. Man, read these passages. They're excellent. And give the Lord a chance to work in and through you. The sign-up sheet, how did we do on that? Tell me it's full. I'm sorry, what? Did I misspeak? What did I say? What is it? Psalm 19. Okay, this is Psalm 51, everybody. Thank you. There aren't? No, I'm sorry, 51. Okay, Psalm 51. The verse you signed up for was in Psalm 51. Psalm 51. And we'll look at doing that. Oh, praise the Lord. I got a couple blanks left. Who didn't get it? What a blessing. You guys don't know what it is. In about a month, we're gonna come up front on a Sunday evening, a whole bunch of us together, and